Good to see you.
As a footnote to the whole affair, I wondered where all of this left the original fixer of Martin Bashir's interview, Uri Geller.
You fixed up that Martin Bashir program, and how did you feel about it? I saw you on TV talking about it.
Well, I felt betrayed.
Has it made life difficult for you and Michael? I mean, has it spoiled your relationship with Michael?
I think so. I do think so, because probably Michael thinks that I betrayed him, and that's what I feel, and that's very, very sad, because we're really good friends, we're close friends. But I think, I believe that time will heal.
So you made a mistake?
I think I made a mistake of taking Martin Bashir to Michael Jackson.
Have you spoken to Michael since that documentary went out?
One time.
What was that?
It was very short. It's not for the camera. And I have not spoken to him since that call.
When was that?
I won't talk about that either.
But you just mentioned it.
Yeah, I did. But I won't put a time frame to that call. And
was it regarding the Martin Bashir?
Yeah, it was.
And he was just expressing his disappointment.
And I won't say what he said, but I said to him that I was terribly sorry that it happened.
Would you like to apologize to me?
For what?
Well, for choosing Martin over me, because there was a fork in the road. One road was Martin,
yes.
And one was me.
No, there was also Sir David Frost. I'm actually sorry that I didn't introduce David Frost to Michael Jackson. Why are you smiling? Let's walk, come on.
No, because I'm giving you a chance to apologize and you're not taking it.
Because I don't think I should apologize to you. Read my mind.
Are you still friends with Martin? How are relations between you and Martin?
Which Martin are you talking about? Because if it's Martin Bashir, I have never been his friend. I do not want to see his face anymore. If there's anything to do with him on television, I immediately switch it to another channel. I don't ever want to see Martin Bashir again.
What did you think of the Michael Jackson that was exposed in the documentary?
The mistakes that Michael did, in my opinion, are instead of just looking into the camera and saying, you know, I did the plastic surgery because I didn't want to look like my dad.